The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four. It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. I could have never seen what was coming for me. Hangs at the skate park, hangs by the beach. My life, it feels like.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, and Me, an advice show from the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis, big dog, hoof McElroy. the joy in Justin's voice.
This is baby brother Griffin McElroy. I just learned what you all were talking about that we should do for the intro, and it's like I've fallen down a well, a delicious pizza
great.
Well. Yeah.
It's all great.
You guys heard about this Papa John guy?
Okay, so let's start. Justin, why don't you start us off on a good foot?
It is weird.
Uh-huh.
That my brother, me, a comedy advice show, has like a super villain. You know what I mean? It's weird that we have a Sinestro.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure.
Like countering our energy with his own energy. Papa John Schnachter, who probably still calls himself that.
I don't think it's Schnachter, but it's I do Schnachter. Like that. It's Schnatter. It's Schnatter.
Papa John Schnatter. Schnachter. He's hungry, and he says he needs Papa John Schnatter needs a Schnachter.
Papa John need a Schnacked.
He's still obsessed with Papa John's because he's Papa John or was Papa John until they stripped him of his title. Papa John, the pizza chain that includes ratty old banana peppers and garlic grease in every pizza, decided that he was too nasty.
It has always seemed like they just spilled some banana peppers in the box and were too lazy to clean it up.
Yeah, I can't get these out of here. I can't get these banana peppers out of here. So this dude did an interview with Bloomberg Businessweek, and this is credit to them. Big ups to Devin Leonard and the whole team over there, because the very first quote of this piece is, if you don't know about Papa John, by the way, he was ousted from the company Papa John's that he founded for being an absolute shitbird.
Right.
End of story. It was a crucifixion, says John Schnatter.
Sure.
It was unethical. It was immoral. It was evil. Yes, yes, folks. They crucified Papa John!
he calls it an unethical crucifixion, as opposed to, you know, all those ethical crucifixions
all those
going around.
Chill crucifixions that you've read about in your fairy tales.
Holy
let me say, aggressive elite left wouldn't let me say the N-word while I made pepperoni pizza, and it was a crucifixion!
Okay, the one thing that struck me as soon as I saw the title of the piece of Papa John is still obsessed with Papa John's, that's the one thing about Papa John Schnachter that I thought, yeah, I get that. If there was a restaurant out there that I started called Travis McElroy's and then Travis McElroy's kicked me out, I'd still think of Travis McElroy's from time to time.
Yeah. Would you refer to yourself as being unethically crucified?
No,
probably not.
I think maybe I might say, like, I was justifiably crucified. I get it. Yeah, absolutely.
He blames it on the upper elite left progressive. And I don't know about me being upper elite, but I'm certainly a left progressive. And I have fucked around with Papa John's pizza and his garlic dip-ems from time to time in my youth, not so much these days. And even then, when I heard the news, the big news about Papa John Schnachter saying the bad word on a call and then getting immediately fired, my response was, pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
You don't have to be elite or progressive to look at man and say, I'm glad he got it.
I mean, this whole thing, so like, here's the timeline on this dude. In December 2017, Papa John was complaining that their shareholders were being harmed by the NFL because they didn't punish black players for protesting racism enough.
Yeah, just a reminder.
And then immediately after that, he was like, okay, well, I have thought about it and I'm retiring as the CEO. And you would think that might be the end of it, but nope. Just a year, just a year later, 7 months, word leaked about the fact that he had used a racial slur pretty much on one of the real, I mean, they're all pretty bad, but it's the N word. He said on a conference call, bad job there, John. And he had to leave as the CEO of the chairman.
Yeah.
And this was on a call. This is what their ad agency had been working with Papa John on, a strategy to counter the perception that he's racist. You know, something that I've never had to do, and Steve Buscemi has never had to do, and Tom Hanks has never had to do, and Roman Mars has never had to do. And, you know, I can name almost anybody that's never had to come up with a PR strategy to counter the perception that we're racist.
And then during said strategy session.
During strategy session. This is quote afterwards. I wish I hadn't said the word.
Okay.
Cool.
He had been attributing it to someone else during the call.
Okay.
And he says he accuses the ad agency people of craftily provoking him into doing so. Yes. Their different machinations finally tricked me into saying the N-word.
Yes, the people that you were paying to make you look good, whose job it was to make you look good, and they were getting a lot of money from you to do so, wanted to make you look bad.
He came after Colonel Sanders, saying, like, he was racist.
He's
Y'all
dead.
Can't put us in the same camp. And it's like, I mean, probably his grandkids say, no, he wasn't. He was great. But, you know, in the big fast food industry, who can tell? But he was like, so what Colonel Sanders did is worse. Coming back, baby. Papa John's. So,
you know, as long as we're drawing parallels, here's an interesting one from Jonathan Mays, editor-in-chief of the trade magazine Restaurant Business, who said the crisis was comparable to the one Subway faced in 2015. Ooh. When Jared Fogle, its chief spokesperson, pleaded guilty to receiving and distributing child pornography and to engaging in commercial sex with minors. Yet there was a difference.
There's a slight difference with those two.
There's a slight difference in this one. When the Fogle thing came down, Subway could dismiss him and try to start fixing things.
And frankly, the name of the restaurant wasn't Jared's.
Fogle's Great Subs. Yeah.
Jared's Kids Club. It's not that. It's not about Jared and Jared's different things.
Just a quick reminder, too, regarding Mr. Papa, is that during all of this and him talking about his, crucifixion, he did also drop a TikTok video in which he took people on a tour of his giant mansion that involved what appears to be like a 12-foot-tall statue of two eagles fucking in flight.
This is his brand now. His brand is opulence.
Yeah.
Right? That's his brand now, is the opulence of Papa John.
Is he going to commission...
The populence.
Is
the
he going
populence,
to
thank
a
you.
Commission an 18-foot-tall painting of him as the Christ upon the cross with garlic dip dripping out of his... As Shaq looks on,
shaking his
head.
You did this to me, Shaq. You betrayed. You were my protege, Shaq. And now.
They had to remove his face from pizza boxes.
Yeah.
Scrub all references to him from its website. Pictures of Schnatter on the walls of its Louisville headquarters had to go, too.
Yeah.
Last September, Papa John's announced it was relocating many corporate functions to Atlanta, physically distancing itself from its namesake. Do you know how wild things have to be for them to be like, we have to move away from Papa John?
I can still smell him. His musk is in the air.
He still drives by every day. It's real slow and creepy, too. I hate it.
He got $500 million in stock when he cashed out. You could start another pizza chain, John. If you really want to win us over, I mean, no, there is no way.
No. Okay.
Better pizza does not forgive your many trespasses, John.
Better pizza, better ingredients, still racist.
Still
Papa
racist.
John's too.
Oh,
can we
man.
Just talk about just for a minute? Just for a minute, everyone.
Just for a minute.
There's definitely been a a conversation that went nowhere within Papa John's HQ, where they were like, should we change our name? And they're like, no, he should change his name. And like, because this has been going on for a while, and Papa John's, the corporate entity, has definitely made the conscious decision at some point to continue to be Papa John's. And at first, there's one of two ways I feel about this. Either it's like, why are you still, or it's really, really spiteful towards John Schnatter to be like, we're still Papa John's.
We're Papa John. You're not Papa John. Here's a quote.
God, we have so many quotes about this gentleman.
This guy, he just don't stop. And this is actually, I think it's like actually very instructive. In your life, you may feel like your goal is to have so much money that you never have to think about money again. Uh-huh. I mean, I think that's it's a very American idea, right? But John Schnatter is like definitely proof that you can have as much money as you want, and you might still be mad that someone says you can't be a pizza anymore.
Right.
Someone said he can't be. This is what he said to OANN. This is a bunch of, it's one of the,
oh, that's the
ones.
One America News yeah. Network, does it?
Yeah, that's just the One America News Network. The woke
it's already
bad
good.
Start. Bad
the
start.
Woke mob doesn't want you to have children's books.
What?
As displayed by the cancellation of Dr. Seuss earlier this year.
I don't think that's what that meant.
Now, they're apparently coming for your pizza.
No, dog.
That's it either.
There's so much better pizza, my friend, and better ingredients.
I would argue that Papa John's came for your pizza, Mr. Schnatter.
Yeah.
I think we came for your pizza. You don't have the pizza anymore. We still are over here enjoying our macaroni and cheese.
And no one's out there on the fucking Ides of March stabbing Little Caesars. Everybody's like, yeah, the hot and ready sucks, but it's $5. Go for it. It's fine.
During your tenure, Jonathan, your shit got overtaken by fucking Domino's.
Yeah.
How does that feel, Jonathan? Domino's got better than Papa John's. You've lost your way, sir.
You have a statue of Eagles. You don't know what don't people need- want in pizza. When was the last time, John, you ate a pizza and didn't do a racist?
I mean, huh? He ate 800 of his own pizzas in, what, 4 months or something? That was famously was famously reported. Yeah, he ate
that's a lot
pizzas.
Of pizza.
This is really good. He's this article talks about how he's cashed out $500 million in stock, and he's like just out here. It says he's out there jetting in his Dassault Falcon between homes in Kentucky, Florida, and Utah, posting highlights and motivational bromides on TikTok. He's projecting his best life, except his best life is the one he no longer has, the one where he's still running Papa John's.
Yeah.
Wow.
Devastating.
And his fucking black suits and his dyed jet black hair like he's fucking Johnny Trash.
I just want to point out, this motherfucker has $500 million and three homes, it sounds like, and a jet to take him betwixt them. And he's still complaining.
It's about legacy, Travis. It's about legacy. You should know that
legacy.
Most of all.
Wait, why should I know that most of all, Griffin?
This show's our legacy.
It is? Oh, yeah. Man.
We should start taking it a little bit more seriously. What do you think is a good name for the Papa John's? And we will move on eventually, folks. Don't worry. This is not a War with Grandpa situation. If we did have to rename the Papa John's restaurant.
Yeah.
My mind went to Papa Pizza.
Papa Pizza's pretty good.
And then it went to Mamma Mia Papa Pizza. Come and get this. come and get some diarrhea, which is.
What about Pop Pop John's?
Pop Pop, or just Pop Pops.
Pop Pops.
How about Pepperoni, and then you only serve Ooh. Pepperoni pizzas?
What about Pepperoni pizza for dogs?
Okay, we're getting a little too, that's like
yeah,
3
we
degrees.
Got, well, you know what? I say lean into it, just call it Papa Shack's. Just make Shaq the new thing.
Shit. Papa Shaq's would be
so good. I would eat there weekly.
Powerful.
And also, the most powerful fart in the face one could deliver to Papa John's would be to keep the Papa part and just change the John part.
Yes.
So it's like, no, this is Papa Shaq. He's my new dad. This is my new pizza dad, Papa Shaq. I love him.
Mm-hmm.
He lets me do whatever I want. He makes me very happy, Papa Shaq's.
This is, I'm just continuing to. He, originally, when people were reporting about him trivializing the protest of black players in the NFL, their PR firm at the time, Edelman, said that he needed to not acknowledge it and keep quiet and let it blow over. Y'all are in denial, Schnatter remembers replying. I'm Papa John. This is not going to blow over. Which two, I will say, to Papa John's enduring credit, in this regard, he was correct.
Yeah. A real Nostradamus, that guy.
He was right about that. Correct.
Good job.
Maybe Papa. Not right in the way he thought he was right.
He was correct. His thoughts were wrong, but his truth in that matter was kind of on point. It did not blow over even a little bit, as evidenced by the fact that we've been talking about this gentleman for 15 minutes.
This real piece of shit.
All right, let's start.
I could actually talk about Papa John all day because it's just like
he's our nemesis.
But the problem is, and this is the real problem, is it's making me hungry for Papa John's pizza.
I know.
It sucks. It's really infuriating. I would love one of those slices right now. Ugh.
Find a local place.
A local Papa John's.
No. Yeah. No, that's not what I meant. Although now that he's cashed out, it does mean nothing. You can go to Papa John's now with confidence.
My local Papa John's, the sign they have outside has not changed to update with specials for 18 months. It has said independently owned.
Yep.
Awesome.
It has just said that.
That's the only thing I need to know.
Yeah,
I think
give me a double chacaroni.
All right, let's do it. Let's do the show, please.
Yeah, we'll do the show. It's an advice show, folks.
What?
Folks, this is an advice show.
It is.
And Justin doesn't have the question list.
No.
I'm pulling it up. I get so many emails anymore. I feel like
Yeah, but Google's the show doesn't sneak up on you.
I feel like Google's letting a lot of spam. Yeah, oh, but dog. I was busy what?
I'm getting the same thing. Buried.
You're getting a lot of spam on Google, right?
Yeah, it's wild.
It's wild. Come on, Google. I was going through the drive-thru of a fast food chain.
Oh, my shit. Wait. Hey, Justin.
What?
Happy birthday.
What? Oh, yeah. Oh, correct. Oh, happy my birthday, God. Travis. Happy birthday. Oh, my. We could have talked about that for the intro, but John stole that from us.
John stole my birthday.
I think we can all agree this is the worst thing he's ever done. I was just. I hate Papa John so much. I was just going. It's just nice to have one that you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're
sure.
Not going to get the rug pulled out from under you.
Right.
Like when you find out Guy Fieri is secretly a pretty good dude. I'm not going to get the rug pulled out from under me
right.
on yeah. this one.
We're not getting any tweets like, I think you guys were kind of unfair.
I think you guys are too hard on Papa John. No, he sucks. Guy Fieri, I'd love to have you on the show.
Please read the question. Please, if you're there. I'd love to.
If you're there. I was just going through the drive-thru of a fast food chain restaurant. Just say Shaq's place.
Yeah.
Where I ordered and received an ice cream cone. Okay, that's not Shaq's. It is, to my delight, very tall and yummy. However, as I was pulling out of the drive-thru, I got into a little fender bender with another car. I need to get out of the car, call the police, and exchange insurance details. But I'm holding this ice cream cone.
Awesome. So fucking awesome.
Should I just keep licking my ice cream cone while I speak with the person I just rear-ended? Should I stay in my car until after I
eat it more good?
Or I guess they don't say this, but presumably, should I write an email to you guys?
Okay, I'm sure this already happened, and they want to check to see if they did the right thing.
Right. This is extremely awkward, but I don't want to miss out on my ice cream cone. It's delicious. Please help. Wait, hold on. That's from Awkward Ice Cream in Atlanta. So maybe they're varsity?
Maybe.
I don't know.
What is amazing about this is that there's a secret third option, right? One and two is you stay in your car just fucking cold staring at this person while you lick your ice cream.
And you keep giving them like 1 minute.
One minute please. Sign,
just
point the ice cream. It's so creamy. It's creamy and sweet. So I'll be out in a minute. Or you hop out there and you're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Did I do okay? A lot?
Oh gosh. Yeah, I just actually got this repainted. Oh God. Okay. So the third option is you step out of the car really concerned and you look at the damage to your car and look at their car. And then they walk up and they're like, hey, are you okay? And you take your ice cream cone and realizing that there's no good way to eat it while talking, you throw it to the fucking ground and smash it so that it's not in the way anymore. That might be the worst of the situations.
If you do that, though, you could be like, maybe we shouldn't involve insurance in this because we've both lost a lot.
Right.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, sure.
I feel like we've both suffered.
Yeah.
Ooh, oh.
The back of your car's fucked up and the front of my car's fucked up, but I also lost an ice cream cone in the exchange. So who's the
fourth option?
Oh, wow.
They get out of the car. You direct eye contact. Eat the ice cream cone in like one big bite and keep a straight face. Maintain eye contact. No brain freeze face, nothing. This is an intimidation play you've engaged in. They're going to watch you like you're going to Pac-Man that ice cream and then say, do we really need to get insurance involved in this?
Just an asterisk on that option. It is only possible for Travis and Travis-like humans to pull that one off.
I've been training all my life for this moment.
Could you, fifth option, step out of the car and be like, oh, shit, I really fucked up. Here you go. And you give them the ice cream cone. And then you get in your car, you get in your car and drive away. Yep, we're good. Stop, come back here. No, I gave you the ice cream cone. We're good. Bye.
Did you not want the ice cream cone? Because I'll take it back, but I do want it on the record that I was willing to give it to you.
Sixth option. Holy shit, there's so many. Before they see you, after the big accident, smash that ice cream cone on your face. And you walk outside, and you got to be crying, covered in your creamy face. And you're like, my ice creams. And they will not. They'll be like, okay, you're crying. Don't worry about it. Let's just drive.
Seventh
option? Are we on seven?
Yeah.
Quickly, before they see you, scoot over to the passenger seat and put the ice cream cone in the driver's seat and make it look like it's the ice cream's fault. What? Didn't see him stop?
Come on,
I'm so sorry about this.
Eighth option. Do what Travis said, but instead of putting the ice cream cone in the driver's seat, smash it on the windshield in front of the driver's seat and just start screaming inconsolably.
He just got his learners!
Dad, no! Is the ice cream cone your dad?
He was, in fact, my dad.
What was my dad? I'm in one of those movies where my dad dies and then becomes an inanimate object but is now animate, and it was that ice cream cone, and he was delicious.
Ninth option. Can you just slowly hand it to them and say, here, I'm really sorry I got this for you? Because I figured I would probably hit you, and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
This is for you.
Oh, make it look like a prank show.
Now we're square.
I wasn't going to get anything at this Dairy Queen, but then I saw you in front of me, and I was like, I'm going to ram that fucking idiot. So I bought you the ice cream cone in advance.
You were driving away before I could hand this to you.
I was just looking for a good conversation starter because I wanted to meet cute. And here it is, baby. I got us two spoons. Let's do this.
You hit me really hard. Yeah. It's a new car.
I was excited.
Getting used to it.
Hey, are you feeling this?
You feeling this vibe?
We're vibing, right?
We're vibing. This is a vibe.
Now we're sharing an ice cream cup.
Hey, officer, does it seem like we're vibing, the two of us over here?
Could you loosen up these handcuffs so that I can hold their hand, please? Wait, no, just watch the ice cream, please.
Please. You do. Please do not finish it until the police arrive.
Yeah.
They have to see you.
Yeah.
Gnawing on this ice cream cone so they know you're not intimidated.
Admittedly, that if you're still eating the ice cream when they arrive, that might remove any doubt of whose fault this was.
Yes.
Right? One person is just like, sorry, I can't put this thing down.
Sorry, I was very clearly driving one-handed. No question.
Actually, if you look down, you'll see my special necklace that holds the ice cream cone for me so I can eat it while driving. Thank you.
It is prescription. It's so a prescription you cannot ask me about it.
Ice cream cone necklace. Thank you. Hey, can I do a quick wizard?
Yeah.
Can we visit the quick wizard? He's the Wizard of the Cloud's brother, but he's much faster.
But not the quizzard. That sounds like something Travis would do.
Yeah, of course. This one's coming in a little bit late, but it's good to learn this shit and remember it for 1 year, because this one's about how to avoid ticking off the actors in a haunted house.
Oh, I actually have insight into that. I've worked many a haunted house.
And I don't want to hear any of it.
You don't want to hear about when I fell asleep in a coffin?
No. I only want to hear what the wizard has to say. I love you, Travis, but you are not the wizard or the quick wizard.
I got slapped by a child once.
We know all the stories. You've told all the stories. It's time for the wizard to share his insights. This was sent in by Laura. Thank you, Laura. Step one, going through the house. Avoid pretending not to be afraid if you don't want to be targeted.
What?
Acting tough or saying I'm
it's
not
quintuple negative.
I know. Acting tough or saying I'm not scared indicates to the actors that you actually are, which will likely try. They will likely try even harder to frighten you or, and this is a phrase they use a lot in this article, pick on you.
Yeah. Now, what's great too is the opposite is true. If you walk through the house going like, I'm so scared.
Yep.
I'm pissing myself. Then the actors are like, look at that brave. Like,
right.
So brave.
You can't show strength or weakness. Some they the quotes that they use here is what not to say at a haunted house. Are they even trying to make this scary? That blood is obviously fake. If I worked at a haunted house and I heard someone, are they even trying to make this scary? I would jump out at that person and be like, I'm going to fucking kill you, Greg. Just to boost it up way too far.
Yeah.
Do not.
I'm going to kill you and everyone you love.
Right. Yeah. You'll go a little too fast. Walk in the middle of your group so the friends get scared first. As a diagram, they've showed a five on like a six-sided die and pointed at the middle dot. And it says you. So that's good. If
that's hard, that's hard to organize. You need to practice that out in the parking lot first.
Because
like you can't start doing that once you're in the house.
Yeah, kind of fucked up. If you're like, oh, here comes a mummy with Dracula teeth. Get him, Tommy. And you push now, Tommy wait, towards
if,
them.
If you have four big, brave friends, I get it, you know?
Yeah.
If you're kind of the Scooby-Doo of the group. Yeah. I get it.
They could be like, get away from Ralphie. He's really scared right now.
He's going through a rough time at his job. We're trying to cheer him up.
Refrain from scaring other housegoers, which frustrates the actors. That sucks. Boo, Tommy. Got you. And Chainsaw Man's like, oh, you fucking stepped on my line. My line was boo, Tommy. I got you. Shit. Pretend not to see an impending scare so you don't annoy the actors. That would be the worst. That would be the worst. You're dressed up like a mummy with Dracula fangs, and someone points like, here comes a mummy with Dracula fangs. Fucking shit.
I'm not even scared at all of this.
Now, but you can then give some constructive criticism.
Yeah.
Like, after everyone else has walked out, be like, hey, mummy with the vampire fangs, I could see you ahead of time, so you might want to just take, like, one quick step back. Oh, yeah, right there.
That's great.
There you
That's
go,
great.
Man.
And maybe stop saying with your regular voice, here comes a mummy with vampire fangs. Because it really gives away the scare a little bit.
Let me recommend there's no mummy with vampire fangs over here, and that will lull them into a false sense of security.
So the next one is move at a quick pace so the actors have less time to prepare a scare. I love this. You're at the front door. The ticket taker's like, prepare to enter the house of a million mummies with vampire fangs. And you're like, haha, see you soon. Just fucking full-blown sprint. Whoa, just slow down.
Hey, careful, man. There's steps.
There's steps in here. Interacting with the actors. Avoid asking the actors not to scare you.
Don't scare me, mummy with vampire fangs.
No, please.
Please, no.
Wait, why not?
It says here in like a sub-note, which should be a main note, keep in mind that usually if an actor notices someone is genuinely upset or very frightened, they'll back off. I don't know why they don't say that in like the first step of just like act genuinely pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Like you're having a real episode right now and
can
they
I
will
just
not
say,
come near you.
From experience, Griffin, I know you don't want to hear this, but it can often be just a little note from me, a former haunted house actor, just as scary if a terrifying scarecrow tries to comfort you. Because the difference between scaring and comforting when you're in a scary scarecrow mask, it's a pretty thin line.
It's all just make-believe.
Like, oh, cool.
No need to be scared.
Yeah, that's great.
Do you need a hug? Not, it doesn't. Just don't.
Don't push them. Yeah. Don't try to scare the actors. I think, though, if you are... a vampire mummy and a house goer comes up at you and is like, boo, I'm the scary one. And you get scared. You have to quit.
Yeah. You have to actually switch places. That's the only way to be free from working on a haunted house.
Let's jump over to dressing appropriately. Awesome.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
so important.
Bright
colors.
Wear dark colored clothes so that you're harder to see.
Off. Oh, that's annoying. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Don't do that.
No, it says do that. Wear dark colored clothes so that you're harder to see. That's awesome.
Are you hiding from the people that are trying to scare? Why did you go? Stay home. Watch The Simpsons Treehouse of Horror again. What are you doing?
You're trying to look brave for a partner or potential partner. We've all been there. You got a crush and you want to scare the mummy vampire before it can scare you. So then your crush is like, damn, I want to engage in consensual goings-ons with this person.
Right. Okay. These next two tips are, I don't want to blow it out of proportion, but some real fucking all-timers.
Okay.
Cover up with a long sleeve shirt and pants to hide your goosebumps.
Yes. Yes.
You get goosebumps when you're scared, so those tiny dots all over your arms and legs are a dead giveaway to actors.
How brightly lit is this fucking haunted house?
Even if it
Excuse me, I don't mean to be rude, but I can see your fear.
It's,
Are you okay? Do you need a glass of water?
I feel like if somebody's like, I see your goosebumps, you should be allowed to like light a flare in that room and call time out, time out. This guy's really fucking creepy in a real non-haunted way. And then the next one, which is also very good. Choose a large puffy coat to look more intimidating.
Hell yes. Yeah, get that starter jacket, my dude.
Yeah.
I'm going to get... Oh, shit. You're huge. Goodbye.
Wave your arms in the air.
He's so big.
I don't know if you saw this guy while we were, you know, hiding and being spooky vampire mummies, but this one dude came in and I was like, I'm going to fucking get him. But then I saw the size of this lad, this absolute unit. I was like, I can't. He might hurt me.
And in fact, he should play football. I'm thinking about like managing him to try to get him into a pro baller career.
His head, hands, legs, and feet all looked pretty small, but this dude's core was gargantuan. And then finally, leave the masks at home. It's like Disney World rules. You can't show up being a chainsaw, you know, mummy, and then if somebody comes in and is like also a chainsaw mummy, that would be confusing.
Mm-hmm. I once scared the shit out of Jonah Hill. I just wanted to throw that out.
That doesn't seem particularly difficult.
Yeah. From his films, he seems
jumpy.
He would be a little skittish.
Yeah. Some Q&A. What if I already did one of these things?
Oh, you're going to jail.
Try to avoid doing it again. Honestly, the actors will probably understand if you slip up and do something silly.
Blah, push, punch, kick.
Oh, it's okay. First time? It's my fault.
I'm a pretty scary vampire mummy. Instinct would be to hit me.
And honestly, I saw your goosebumps and got a little overeager. So we both can share the blame.
And hey, here's another important haunted house fact. One out of every 100 vampire mummies is a real vampire mummy. So, I understand, it's not wanting to push and hit someone who is attacking you, not a bad impulse in any other circumstance.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. There's so many good Q&As in here. What do I do if you have medication, but no medicines or prescriptions are allowed in the house? What?
Oh, welcome to the house of a billion murders.
No medicine.
Is that an inhaler? Put it in the bucket. Can I get it back at the end? No!
One of our chainsaw mummies is very allergic to medicine.
One of the scariest things we can think of is a disbelief in science. Leave your medicine at the
door.
Leave
your medicine at home. This is an awesome one. Do the actors like to scare homosexual people?
Huh.
Whoa. Again, back room after a hard day of scaring. Somebody's like, yeah, I saw his goosebumps. You know what that means.
How many? Hey, Bobby, how many did you get today?
How many?
At least 12.
At least 12 of them.
Well, 12 and a half, because one of them was bisexual, so.
Yeah. What if an actor knows me and breaks character to stop and chat for a bit?
Blah! That rules. Vroom, vroom, vroom,
vroom, blah. Oh, shit. Daryl? What's up, bud?
Think how cool that would look to your crush if your crush is like, Daryl knows vampire mummy. Ooh la la, he's really connected.
Another cool one. What if someone scares me? Get the fuck out of the... Don't go in the fucking building!
I can't get over the medicine. We feed all the pills we get from the creature from the Black Lagoon. Uh-huh. He just gobbles up any pill he sees.
Right, and you slip into one of the zombies, but the zombies, for texture for their makeup, was using peanut butter. Where's my EpiPen?
You couldn't bring it in.
No, I'm dying.
I know death, the ultimate spooky scare.
Pretty scary, right? Admit you're scared.
We'll use your skeleton for the haunted house. Thank you very much.
Thank you. That's where skeletons come from.
Exactly.
Where else are you supposed to get them?
Just lock that in for 1 year, folks.
Yep. Sorry that it's a week late.
Bless Travis.
I'm sure you'll remember.
Everyone at home, bless Travis. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And also with you.
Let's take a quick break and we'll head on over to the Money Zone.
It's better with you.
Can I tell you guys, before we start the Money Zone, after last week's episode, I realized that I had to, at least for a while, leave the website I had built bad. Because if I fixed it, after the episode Thursday, and then people went to look at it Monday.
And it was really good, yeah.
And people would be like, what are Justin and Griffin talking about? This website's great.
Yeah, it's a tough
one. So you guys are welcome. I left it up so that you guys wouldn't look like assholes.
Yeah. Hey, can I talk about pretty much the only kind of socks I own?
Yeah?
Yeah, it's, tell us about me, the only
that's a bad setup, because that sounds like it's going to be pretty boring. Like, if anybody else came up to you on the street and was like, let me tell you about all the socks I own.
Let me start. Okay. It's pretty much just socks from the closed-down trampoline park.
Yes.
That's pretty much all I wear.
Yeah, sometimes I know those trampolines, they static Extreme them up, air. And they just shoot right up into the air. But no, I want to talk about Bombas, because Bombas' mission is simple. Make the most comfortable clothes ever and match every item sold with an equal item donated this holiday. When you give Bombas to someone on your list, you're also giving them to someone in need. It's a give.
I just want to throw out, hey, Bombas, if you're listening, that's a great mission. It's a wonderful mission. And I feel like you've done a lot to achieve it. And now I think you should add like a second part to the mission.
Yeah.
It's like, do that. And also, we're going to find life on other planets or something, whatever it to be.
You've got the first thing unlocked. Like, it's, you know, dream bigger. Bombas isn't just socks anymore, by the way, guys. It's shirts and underwear, too. And they designed all of it, socks, shirts, and underwear, to be the clothes you can't wait to put on every day. Everything they make is soft, seamless, tagless, and has a luxuriously cozy feel. I've been wearing these Bombas, like, I forget the name of them. They're not, like, no-show. They're just like the step above that, because I'm not that brave.
Little show.
And not a joke. Pretty much all I wear is these Bombas socks. They are cozy, but mostly like they fit so fucking right that it's, and I have that problem. Socks too big doesn't feel good. Socks too small, I hate it. Bombas is just right. They make for great gifts. I have genuinely given Bombas as gifts before because, you know, they're really good and everybody really likes them.
Hey, Bombas, another idea if you're listening, because it's starting to get a little chillier now. What about socks, right?
Yeah.
But for your hands.
That's cool.
They even have little places for like your fingers to go.
No. Because that would make them just like everybody else. They're just socks that go right on your hands.
Socks for your hands? Yeah. What about socks that already have the puppet faces on them?
That's awesome, too. So go to bombas.com/mybrother and get 20% off any purchase during their big holiday sale. That's bombas.com/mybrother for 20% off. BOMBAS, bombas.com/mybrother.
BOMBA, no, it's not there.
Nope, not at all. Justin, Brooklyn and me.
You know where I have lots of sheets at my home? Yeah, I don't want to brag, but like I have lots of sheets in my home. And yesterday I had that moment. You guys know this adult moment where you're like, when's the last time I washed the sheets? You remember, you know this thought, and you have the thought, and you can't immediately picture a time frame. And that's when you're like, I got to wash the sheets.
Yeah.
When I washed the sheets, though, you know what I did? Did I get a different pair of sheets from the closet?
No.
Nope, sure didn't. I washed my Brooklyn and sheets. And then we'll put them back on the bed afterwards.
Nothing weird about that.
Are the only there? It isn't. They're the only sheets I use. Should I buy a second pair? Probably.
That's what I do when I wear my favorite outfit. I just take it off, and then I stand nude in front of the washer until that's done, and then I stand nude in front of the dryer.
How do you know when it's done? Oh, when the washer's done. Okay, I thought it was just like you had to feel it.
They got a weighted blanket, cozy robe. I know Brooklyn's got options for everybody on your list. Got eye masks, candles, accessories. They want to make beautiful, high quality home essentials that don't cost an arm and a leg, like some people have started charging.
Hey, Brooklyn, and if you're listening, what about weightless blankets? Blankets that like float in the air, huh? Everybody's doing weighted blankets.
Weightless
blankets.
That's awesome.
Right now, you can check the gift guide to find the perfect present at every price point. Go to brooklyn.com and use the promo code MYBROTHER to get $20 off with a minimum purchase of $100. That's brooklyn.com and enter promo code MYBROTHER. That's brooklyn.com, promo code MYBROTHER.
I feel like I gave away all my best ideas for free.
You certainly give away some ideas for free.
Hi. It's me, Dave Hill, from before, here to tell you about my brand new show on Maximum Fun, the Dave Hill Good Time Hour, which combines my old Maximum Fun show, Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident, with my old radio show, The Goddamn Dave Hill Show, into one new futuristic program from the future. If you like delightful conversation with incredible guests, technical difficulties, and actual phone calls from real-life listeners, you've just hit a street called easy. I'm also joined by my incredible co-host, the boy criminal Chris Gersbeck. Say hi, Chris.
Hey, Dave. It's really great.
That's enough, Chris. And New Jersey chicken rancher, Dez. Say hi, Dez.
Hey, Dave.
The Dave Hill Good Time Hour. Brand new episodes every Friday on Maximum Fun.
Plus, the show's not even an hour. It's 90 minutes.
Take that, stupid rules.
We nailed it.
I want to munch.
Squad.
I want to munch.
Squad.
I have a very special munch squad for you
today. Clearly.
Because it is a... So Taco Bell... Was worried about people getting enough rest. And so they're trying to make it so that you remember they have breakfast, which is, I mean, if you've ever woke up disliking yourself rather than waiting until 2 a.m. to dislike yourself like a sane person, you can go straight to Taco Bell to get the breakfast that you crave. It's just Taco Bell food, but they say that it's for breakfast now. They put eggs in it. You can get they're doing a lot of stuff to help remind people about it. They've got on October 21st, this is past, but they offered a wake up call.
Oh,
by texting wake up to 1-866-WAKE-UP-3, fans can sign up to receive a pre-recorded wake up call from Taco Bell to kickstart their morning with a reminder that free toasted breakfast burrito awaits them. That's right. There was a free breakfast burrito, free toasted breakfast burrito. They also have a sleepwear collection, Wake Me Up Taco Bell. And then they have some Taco Bell slippers to help you like get some sleep so you wake up early enough to get the Taco Bell. Do you understand now?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. Who do you think recorded that? Was it just like the CEO of Taco Bell? Did they get a name to do it?
Couldn't matter less.
It couldn't, Justin. If you're telling me if Benedict Cumberbatch could call you and be like, Justin, I just want to
Taco time, baby.
I remind you that your free toasted burrito is ready for you.
The most important thing that they did and the thing that brings us here today is, and the reason I wanted to bring the tone down a little bit, is that they also released a bedtime story for adults to help you go to sleep.
Oh, so it's like sexy?
Yeah, isn't that nice?
It's like a grown-up.
Travis has a good point. Is it a sexy bedtime one?
It's not sexy. But I am going to read the entire thing
what
for
makes
you
it
here.
Adult?
Well, it's not for kids. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, it's NSFW?
Just shut up. It's called Sleep Tight, Get That Bite.
Oh, good.
No,
it sounds no kind of sexy.
Sleep Tight, Get That Bite. No author credited. Some nights you just can't close your eyes, but a restless night means waking up past sunrise. See, waking up after breakfast means you've gotten up too late. You can miss your hot and toasty breakfast burrito date.
See?
Which we'd hate. Staying up late is always rad, but getting shut-eye, that's the new fad.
Huh.
So if you want to snag a toasty breakfast burrito, follow these simple sleepy secrets, amigo.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Before you venture deep into breakfast burrito land, where Baja Blasts are always in hand, your first spicy secret to a good night's sleep? Winding down with a Baja bedtime nightcap. Forget the sheep.
Wait.
Sorry, I just need to clarify something real quick.
Uh-huh.
Taco Bell, do you think it's a good idea to slam a Baja Blast before bed?
Hey, let me check. Mountain Dew Baja Blast, a very caffeinated...
Highly caffeinated Mountain Dew Baja Blast. The sweetness didn't make you crash? Don't fret. The next spicy secret will put you down. Bet. It's a tip that's been staring you right in the eyes, and it'll keep you warm and toasty straight through sunrise. Roll yourself up into a burrito, like so. Melt into a cheesy state of mind. Let go. Start off by wiggling your toes, then finish off by scrunching your little nose.
Okay. Your little nose? Mm.
Your little nosy. Still staring off into that existential abyss?
What? What?
Don't worry. Let's try out some auditory bliss.
No, wait. Go back to the part where Taco Bell knows I think about death every night.
Imagine sizzling bacon while you close your eyes. Breakfast salsa awaits on the other side.
And that's all.
What?
You heard me? Still here? Okay. By which we mean alive? One last chance. Time to count some burritos while they dance. Repeat after me like you're back in grade school. Get it? Because you're acting like a child. Lol. Like, that's the... They got that and they're like, it's done. Put it in book. One burrito, two burrito, three burrito, four. Melty cheese and crunchy potatoes are in store. Five burrito, six burrito, seven burrito more. Now dream of that breakfast. You're gonna score.
But I'm still awake.
When you rise, wipe that sleep from your eyes. Hear your stomach rumbling? It's ready for a surprise. Taco Bell burritos await. Don't you fret. Breakfast is served 7 to 11 a.m. Get ready to jet.
Now kiss me passionately, hard on my taco lips. That's right. The narrator has been a taco this whole time, and now we're going to bang.
I really wish... I really
hadn't heard that story.
No, I'm glad I read the story because it was, like, cool and a good poem.
It was hard because I fell asleep.
Yeah, so restful.
Rachel is, like, a good poet and knows a lot about poetry. I wish I could, you know, just sort of bounce that off of her and see if it, like, would do good in a school of poetry.
She'll probably tweet about it.
That was an absolute trip. It went into the deep, dark corners of my psyche and where there were voids that my sort of mortal mind couldn't possibly fill. They filled it up with salsa and cheese and rice.
Yeah.
It's better now.
It's better
actually.
In my
I feel like calmer now.
Yeah, sure.
The one thing that's still kind of the one thing that's kind of freaking my being is I can't decide if an endless just like salsa filled plane is supposed to be heaven or hell or purgatory.
It's all people.
Okay.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Am I like a chunk in it or am I still Travis?
Oh, isn't that the question? I mean, we can all aspire to that, can't we?
Well, yeah, but now it's just replaced my other existential dread with now just literally burning
salsa, a picante existential dread.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is fine.
Which is good.
That's better. Yeah.
I would rather think about salsa, frankly.
For sure.
Yeah. Let's ask another question. Or no. I mean, we ask and answer the questions here. So we'll do both in one. And yes, I did lose the questions again.
Excellent.
Okay, here we go. I recently moved to a new city with only the contents of my car. And in the course of making friends here, I made some friends. You know.
I do not.
Wink. Wink. Actually, I'm 40, and I don't know
a little.
Anymore.
You're 41 now, Justin.
Oh, fuck you. Thank you. In the context of the conversation we just had, love being reminded that I'm 41.
1 year closer to salsa.
Salsa, baby. Okay.
Oh, man.
One of those friends told me that they're shopping for a new mattress.
That part's not in quotes. That's not a euphemism.
Would it be weird to ask them if they would sell me their...
You made it very confusing.
Would it be weird to ask them if they would sell me their old mattress? It was very comfortable. That was from Sleepless in Shikopi. Where's Shikopi?
Why would they know how their mattress feels?
Because they're winky friends.
Wink friends-like... Because
they booed.
You know, like in, you know, like in, they do it in Minnesota, which is where Shakopee is.
They engage in consensual coitus.
Gets cold up there.
Yeah. So would it be?
Oh, sorry. Now that I understand what friends in quotes means, I have a very clear answer, which is yes, it's fucking weird.
Why is it weird?
If you go to Pork City and you're like, damn, this bed is that memory foam? How much? That's
well,
a strange.
I don't think that's what's happening, Griffin. It's not
you're
like
you're not buying it mid explosion.
That was a great test drive. I'll take it. This is when they're like, oh yeah, I'm going to buy a new mattress. There's nothing weird about saying like, what are you doing with the old one? I need a mattress. Can I buy it?
It hits
why?
Though, huh? Thank you, Justin.
I got to clarify. Hold on. Okay, do you know what it is?
Yeah.
I might be wrong, but I'm trying to figure out in myself why it hits weird. I think that on some level, maybe it could feel like I was very happy in that bed, and that's a treasured time in my
life.
Exactly. And I would love to keep that bed as a memento of the time when I went to Adult City.
Well, right. Yeah, no, hey, definitely don't say it that way.
No one would say it that way. I said it that way for emphasis on a comedy show, but it hits weird.
I don't think it does. I think that this is one of those things where it like,
you know how much skin? Do you know how much skin is in a bed? It's mostly skin. And maybe that's the problem.
Oh no, hey, listen. I'm not saying I'm wild about the idea, but if this is your option, as far as like affordability goes, and it's a comfortable bed, Like, what the other thing they're going to do is throw it away, right? Like, okay, let me ask this. Let me get your gut check on this.
Wait, what is the, it also, but, okay, wait. Let me ask you this, Travis.
But I was going to ask you.
Let me ask you.
Okay.
Doesn't it kind of feel like, well, why are you getting rid of it? Like, you didn't even stop to ask that. You know what I mean? That would be like, oh, I'm sorry to hear you broke up with your boyfriend. I need a boyfriend. I'll date him.
That is like, different. Well, and you know that
it's
is
not
different.
It's not different.
I don't think that's that different. Now, but here's what I was going to ask. Does it hit different? How do you feel of can I buy it versus can I have it?
Much worse for the can I have it part.
Yeah.
Because then it does sound like I've taken you. And now I will take this as a trophy.
That's not what it sounds like at all.
Yeah. One thing that I think is bad if you're having a just sort of like a fun sex time is at the end of it be like, can I have this as a trophy?
That is not what's happening.
Travis, I don't know why Travis is endorsing that, folks. Either. You shouldn't listen to my brother. God. You shouldn't claim bed.
You two are so socially awkward that can I buy your old mattress has transitioned in your minds to no. I shall take this to remember the time when we porked.
Can I buy the seat? Can I buy our pork zone?
That's not what it is.
Can I buy our sex area?
That's so wild. So to you.
On some level, this person realized it too, or they wouldn't have asked the question. If you have to ask if it is weird, it probably could hit weird because it has already hit you a little bit weird. So yes, 100% you're running the risk that the other person will think it's weird. Okay.
Yes, but
how comfortable is the mattress? Is it worth a little bit of weird?
That you're going to get a discount comfortable mattress and all you had was the stuff in your car. I don't know what you're sleeping on right now, right? But it might be a little weird, but maybe it's a lot comfortable.
I like this idea of somebody who has just moved to a new place and rather than buy a mattress, they just decide to make love to different people who already have mattresses. Mm. This is their... You could say I've been sleeping around. Wait, you didn't wink. I meant literally.
And if any of, and listen, hey, I'm doing it for the right reasons, but also an additional right reason that the bed's comfortable.
I'm sleepy,
so I sleep on the mattress. Everybody's enjoying it.
Hey, I'd love to make love to you tonight, but what about some of that afternoon delight tomorrow? After a nice long rest in this great, comfortable bed. Also, once we're done, could I have it as a trophy?
No!
My conquest?
Damn it, I wasn't supposed to say that part out loud.
One of my favorite podcasters, Travis McElroy, said you should try to claim trophies from people you
not what I'm that is not what I'm advocating.
Have any of you ever sold a mattress before? A used mattress that you have used?
No.
I did when I moved to Austin. I brought a mattress with me for some reason from Chicago, and then I slept on it a little bit, and I was like, this is not going to do anymore. This is a bad bed. And so I was gone on Craigslist, like, anybody want to buy my mattress for cheap? And a woman came and explained that she was going through a divorce and needed a mattress for that. And I was like, oh, okay. And she was like, can I take the price off a little bit? And I was like, yeah, of course, you can have it for a little bit less than I asked. She was like, thanks. And as she walked it out of the house, I was like, enjoy, dummy. I've been riding that bed and putting it down wet for fucking 15 years, dog. Are you kidding me? There is so much of me in that bed that you could stick a knife in it and my voice would say, ow, from the bed. So, $100 well spent. Enjoy. Are you sure? Are you sure? I was a teen in that bed. Are you sure?
There are things that mattresses have seen that only God knows about.
And God said, bad. No, bad. But good luck.
That bed has seen Showgirls more than Elizabeth Berkley. We're done. You don't want
Do
it.
Do not.
I'll pay you $100 to never mention this again. Hey, thanks so much for listening to My Brother, Me, an advice show that we make for you every week. As always, a lot of exciting happenings over here. in the McElroy family house that we all share together, metaphorically speaking. Go for it, Travis. Let it fly.
First, very exciting. We've got...
I call him Mr. Promotions.
Okay. We've got Zone of Adventure Imbalance. So you can go see the trailer now for this on youtube.com/TheMcElroy Family. It's a Adventure Zone miniseries DM'd by Abria Iyengar at Quiddy on Twitter. And we're returning to balance. There's three episodes. Episode one drops Wednesday. It's very exciting and very fun. Thank you to everybody who joined us for the Adventure Zone Hootenanny live and virtual show.
I don't recognize you when you do this.
What?
I just don't.
You get so feel business.
Like you get so business.
Well, it's because I'm trying to enunciate because I have
a speech problem. I know, but it feels like you're trying to sell me a
like
mattress.
Like, be yourself.
Okay.
Hey, video on demand is available for that virtual
yeah,
show.
That's the Travis I know.
That's the
Let me loosen up. Video on demand is still available for that show for $10 for the next 2 weeks. You can get that at bit.ly/TazVirtual. Check out the new merch at macroymerch.com. There's a Till Death Do Us Blart shirt designed by Tyler Reed, which benefits the First Nations Development Institute. There's the Wizard of the Cloud Pin of the Month, designed by Dana Wagner, and that benefits Native Women Lead, which revolutionizes systems and inspires innovation by investing in Native women in business. You can also get the Candle Knights ornament, which is designed by Kate May, which benefits Harmony House, and there's also a Candle Knights mug there, so check that out.
Can I do this next part?
Sure.
Tickets are on sale for our shows, Mabim Bam at Taz, at the ECCC, baby. That's Emerald City Comic Con. They're on sale right now. Mabim Bam's on December 2nd. Taz is on December 3rd. I will say this, we're recording this on the Thursday before you're hearing it, and tickets are selling pretty fast because there is limited seating, one of many sort of COVID precautions that they're taking. You require proof of full vaccination or a recent negative COVID test to attend. There's no assigned seating, but ADA seating will be available. You do not need an Emerald City Comic-Con badge to buy tickets for these shows. If you want more about the full health and safety protocols that are going to be in place, or if you want tickets, because you will need those, they are available at bit.ly/McElroy Tour.
Also, there's a new podcast out that I executive produce. It's hosted by Tybee Diskin. It's called Chasing Immortality, and it's all about the true stories of people throughout history who have tried to cheat death in a myriad.
Cheat the salsa.
Yeah, cheat the salsa. The first episode is about a guy who believed that you could become immortal by simply not believing in death, so he attempted to raise a baby to be immortal. And the second episode is about cryonics and FM 2030, who is currently, I believe, frozen somewhere in Texas. You can check that out by searching Chasing Immortality in you know, your pod catcher, or you can go to bit.ly/chasingimmortality.
Hey, thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song. It's called My Life is Better With You, and it's a jammer, a slapper, a real blaster.
And thank you to Rachel, our editor, for helping us make this show and cutting out all the dumb shit we said.
That's a weird thing to say, because it's like...
Yeah, and I don't know why I said it so angry.
Yeah, and the listeners would be like, not all the dumb shit. Yep, so this is a final Yahoo. This one was sent in by Rupert Grint.
Oh. Whoa!
Wow. Yeah.
Whoa, huge get.
Rupert Grint sent this in, thank you, but it's not asked by him. It is asked by...
I hope it's Daniel Radcliffe.
That's by fucking... Y'all hear about Chris Pratt's gonna voice Garfield?
Yeah.
Griffin, that's like, you can't just introduce
Rupert
that.
Grint
that.
Also
and
asks,
Mario?
Rupert
and
Grint Mario? Asks, he's Mario and Garfield? What the fuck? Where's all the jobs for Rupee, baby? I got a good voice.
This is my voice. This is what I, Rupert Grint, truly said. Why
and here's my Garfield impression. Mondays, fuck.
Fucking Mondays. Fucking love lasagna.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
It's better. MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.